Jones, we got some of those coming back from a couple of months back on KRLA as Million Dollar Music 2. The Beatles from now to midnight. It's 8 minutes now past 10 o'clock. Fifth hour of the Dave Hullabaloo Show for a Saturday night. Beatle fans, here's really great news. Just released and available now, the official life-size full-color autographed portraits of the Beatles painted by Nicholas Volpe, world-famous Academy Award-winning portrait artist from Hollywood. Believe you me, no other picture of the Beatles can match these full-color masterpieces for sheer size and beauty. Each individual portrait of John, Paul, George, and Ringo is 14 by 18 inches, actually life-size. Remember, these are the just-released official Beatle portraits by Volpe, the world's outstanding portrait artist of great sports and show personalities. Volpe's fabulous portraits of Academy Award winners and Los Angeles Dodgers have sold in the millions. But of all Volpe's works, I believe the Beatles are the finest. They're truly a collector's item. Now, all four Volpe portraits in life-size, full-color, autographed, and ideal for framing or pinup are yours for less than 50 cents each if you act now. Now available at your favorite supermarket, beautifully displayed in cellophane packs. Get your set of Volpe's Beatle portraits today at Thrifty Mart, Food Fair, and Pantry Food Mart.
KRLA and the World Teen Fair, in conjunction with the California State Board of Education, is holding a scholarship essay contest.
To enter, write an essay of 300 words or fewer on how to prevent high school dropouts.
The contest deadline is August 1st. All entries will be judged by the Board of Education, and the winner will receive a one-semester scholarship to the college or university of their choice.
The award will be made during the World Teen Fair this August.
See you at the fair.
You bet your vote, you will. I'm the guy with the cotton candy boots.
I got every reason on earth to be mad.
I'll cry instead. How about that one? A new sound for you from KRLA, From a Hard Day's Night. You're crying instead at 12 minutes past 10 o'clock. The crowd surge around you everywhere. Lights blink. People gape at incredible sights and thrill to unbelievable spectacles. And there you are at the 1964 New York World's Fair. Sounds like a dream, doesn't it? Well, it can be a reality if you're the grand prize winner in Nesbitt's Name the Orange Man contest. First prize winner receives a trip for four to the New York World's Fair via American Airlines, or $2,000 cash, and a 24-volume set of the Encyclopedia Britannica. And 54 runners-up will win 15-volume sets of the Junior Britannica. To enter, you suggest a name for the familiar Orange Man that smiles at you from each Nesbitt carton. You'll find entry blanks wherever delicious Nesbitt's orange is sold. And say, there's nothing like a cold bottle of Nesbitt's to refresh your taste, especially on these warm days. Tomorrow's temperature is going up to a high in Civic Center of 85. Good day for it. Get a couple of Nesbitt six-packs in soon. Then you too will know all this goodness comes from Nesbitt's because it comes from real oranges. While you're sipping that real orange-flavored drink, start dreaming up names for the Orange Man contest. It's the fun contest of the year. You've been waiting for this day tomorrow. At the county beaches, Redondo, Malibu, look for 74-degree temperatures on the outside. 68 the water temperature, southwest winds at 10 miles an hour. Cloudy until about 10 a.m. It's going to be fair surf tomorrow between 1 and 2 feet. For most of the beaches, lots of clouds until 10 o'clock in the morning. Then water temperature about 63 to 67. And the air temperature 67 to 74. Beatle Bonanza from KRLA.
I love you, 'cause you tell me.
Ask me why. One of your favorites, I'm sure, from KRLA. And that one out of the past on Radio Los Angeles, Million Dollar Music by the Beatles themselves. From 1964, it's 16 past 10 o'clock. 69 degrees in L.A. town.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ed Remus here at Downey Ford in beautiful Downey, California. And I'm happy to announce that the giant clearance sale on all new 64 Fords is still on. Right, Bob?
You bet, Ed. I've got Galaxies and Fairlanes and T-Birds and Falcons and Wagons all at tremendous discounts, and I want to get rid of them, Ed.
Bob, I'll bet you have a lot of great used cars, too, since you've been giving such high trade-ins.
Ed, you know I've got cars everywhere, like this 63 Ford V8 Club Sedan, a one-owner car for only $13.99. And I've got to get them off the lot.
That's sure a great buy, Bob.
Well, Ed, listen to this one. A 59 Galaxy hardtop with a big engine for only $5.99. And it's a real beauty. And I've got them stacked up all over the lot. So I invite everybody to come in this weekend because we have to sell these cars. Well, it's been nice talking to you, Ed.
Going back to the office, Bob?
No, Ed, I can't. There's cars in there. I'm doing business out of the lunch wagon across the street.
It's Downey Ford for the biggest auto sale in the Southland, 9500 Lakewood Boulevard, just one block south of the Santa Ana Freeway.
Let's check in, huddlebadoers, on number one, KRLA. I repeat, I better repeat that. There's a few people over there at that other station who don't know yet. Number one, KRLA.
KRLA.
We don't lie.